This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Russia, first of all, where the LGBTI Network, one of the great advocacy groups in Russia, has vowed to push for an investigation into the persecution of gay men in Chechnya. This is pretty much the only visible organisation in Russia that is advocating for LGBT rights. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has promised to investigate. Indeed, he made that promise to the French president on his recent visit there. And there have been a number of other indications from high-ranking people saying that they will undertake investigations. But the Russian LGBT network believes the promises are empty ones. They put out a statement saying there is strong evidence the Russian authorities have no interest in initiating a just and transparent investigation. One of the indications they've given there that the person appointed to undertake this investigation, which is Lieutenant Colonel Vladimir Polivanov, doesn't have any experience in working in Chechnya. And certainly Russia's deputy ambassador to Denmark, who has made similar reassurances to Denmark, which is, again, one of those countries at the United Nations level who really advocates very hard for global LGBT rights, whilst the Russian deputy ambassador has given assurances that the Human Rights Commissioner in Russia would visit Chechnya. The Human Rights Commissioner has actually said, no, it doesn't really make much sense for me to pay a visit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what unfolds there. Anyway, across to the United States, same-sex couples have been on a wedding bonanza. And as of June 2017, over 1 million LGBT people in the United States are married to someone of the same sex.
Wow.
Meaning, yeah.
That's quite a milestone.
I know. And apparently there's been 547,000 same-sex marriages in the United States to date, up from 491,000 a year ago, according to the Williams Institute for Sexual Orientation, Law, Public Policy at the University of California.
You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about those bakers who say, I'm not going to bake a gay wedding cake. Look at what they're missing out on. That's a lot of cake.
That's a lot of dough.
Wedding bells have been ringing since the Supreme Court's ruled in favour of same-sex marriages in June 2015, and same-sex couples have spent over $1.3 billion on their weddings, and I guess that's not all on the cake. The average same-sex couple spends $11,000 on their wedding versus $15,000 for couples of opposite sex.
That's really interesting. I wonder why the difference.
Yeah. No, actually, I would have thought it would have been higher, greater spending power. Anyway, in June, the US Supreme Court struck down state-level bans on same-sex marriage by a 5-4 majority as an unconstitutional, and said that those states don't have the right to refuse to recognise couples who have allegedly gotten married in other states. And let's hope we start seeing that here in this great country soon.
Over in London, the London Transport Network is celebrating Pride with its biggest ever campaign, wrapping vehicles and stations in rainbows. A new rainbow design to raise awareness of Pride has been put in across the capital and has been applied to the Santander bike hires, bus stops and major tube stations in London.
And we've posted some of these photos on our Facebook page, W3 Joy. It looks fabulous.
It does.
The rainbow flags have also been put on bus stops across the busy Charing Cross areas and in tube stations on Tottenham Court Road, Oxford Circus and Piccadilly Circus, where the TfL logo, that's Transport for London logo, has been rainbowised. Is that a word? It is now.
It is now.
Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, says, here in London, you're free to love whoever you want to love and be whoever you want to be. That's one of the reasons why our city is seen as a beacon for the LGBT plus community and is such a vibrant scene.
Now, can I say, they're not the first to do it, though. Certainly here in Melbourne, we've rainbow-ised various parts of our public transport system before with tram stops and trams and things like that.
So and we've rainbowed.
We've dolly-ised.
We've rainbowed some of our aeroplanes too.
Pride's on right now in London through to July 8.
And the parade takes place on July 8.
Across to Hong Kong now, where a British lesbian has filed a rights appeal. Basically, a gay woman was refused a spousal visa because she is in a civil partnership with a woman, a British woman, and they have taken action after she was refused this visa. Campaigners labelled the Hong Kong as lagging behind in equal rights, and they have vowed to take this on. The British woman, only known as QT, was moving to Hong Kong in 2011 with her civil partner, and they were moving there for a new job. So they have been denied a dependent visa, which would allow them to work, and instead given a visitor visa, which would not. Mm. So obviously, if you're moving there to live, that makes things quite tricky. Straight couples, however, are able to access that other visa.
Yeah.
So this is being taken up in the courts. A human rights barrister, Danae Rose, has argued that even if same-sex marriage isn't recognised by Hong Kong law, that doesn't mean that same-sex couples in a civil partnership or even married outside of Hong Kong should be denied the same rights as their heterosexual counterparts.
Hong Kong is slowly finding its way. We're starting to see some slow changes, but.
Some big names are coming out in support of this too. 12 international banks and businesses have expressed that they will be filing a submission to this Court of Appeal. It includes ANZ, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. So they've been strong advocates for equality in Hong Kong.
Now, in brief, in Iraq, pro-LGBT posters have been mysteriously appearing in the streets of Baghdad.
Here at home in Australia, according to a new census data released today, Australia has 42% more same-sex couples than stated at the last census.
In Germany, Angela Merkel has softened her opposition to same-sex marriage, saying it will be a decision of conscience.
And in Pakistan, has just released its first transgender passport.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.